We'd like to share with you from the Gospel according to St. John. And out of that fourth chapter, again, we will read for your consideration verses 11 through 15. The woman said unto him, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Yeah. The woman said unto him, "Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw." We are to use a thought or subject this morning. We like to speak from the thought, if you're thirsty, try drinking some water. We give honor to our Lord this morning. We thank God for this another day's journey. And we thank God because if it had not been for the Lord, we wouldn't even be in here this morning. But how many of you know it's just a good thing just to be counted amongst the living? Blood still running warm in your veins. God is still blessing. God is still keeping. And because of his goodness, we owe God the praises this morning. It is only by the grace of a mighty God that he allowed us another opportunity to come together to lift up the name of Jesus, to just offer thanksgiving and praises unto his holy and righteous name. And as we take this time to give God thanks, we can't take our blessings for granted. Despite what you might be going through this morning, God's promises still stand true. God will be there. He will work out your situation. And we got to understand that there are some things, as committed as we are, as intellect as we are, we don't have all of the answers. Even though we may be one that say, "I have unwavering faith," the reality is that there are so many things that with man, it is impossible for him or for us to do. We have many gifts and many talents and our natural abilities to do many various things. But I find this morning that one man can't do everything. And we got to understand that there's one thing that one can do. There's something else that another can do. But none of us have the ability to do it all. But we serve a God that can do any and all things. So we got to understand the power of God. We got to understand that when the Bible said with men, some things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So it doesn't matter how difficult it may be. It doesn't matter how it seems like it's beyond your reach. If you trust the power of God, if you got faith in a true living God, you got to know that it's within reach. All you got to do is just learn how to wait on God. Too many times we are too in a hurry to get our blessings and to get the things that we feel like that we need or we want. But I learned that if we just wait on God, when we get it, we know what to do with it. When we get it, we know how to take care of it. When we get it, we are more responsible for the things that God has applied to our hands. We ask God, "Bless me," over and over again. But we also got to understand that where much is given, much is required. So when you ask God for something, when God gives it to you, then you are responsible and obligated to do something with it. God did not bless us to just sit around and do nothing. We got to stop looking over the little things. Sometimes we look over our little blessings, and the little blessings is what makes us. The little things that we take for granted are the things that builds us up when it seems like we're ready to give up hope. Those times when it seems like don't nobody else care about your situation, you got to know that you serve a God that is always there. Most of us have heard or been taught the most universal text that brings peace of mind and contentment, that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He is the supplier of all of our needs. He protects us and he keeps us, and he has a forever watchful eye watching over us day and night. And I can truly say this morning that he just keeps on doing great things for us. You know, it's not just me. I'm looking at some blessed people this morning. Sometimes we always talking about what the Lord has done for me, but what has he done for somebody else? When I look at my brother, he's a blessed brother because God made him from the dust of the ground. God brought him to this church house this morning. God gave him a gift, and he utilizes that gift to the glory of God. Every one of us has a gift. We might not be able to play. We might not be able to sing. We might not be able to do this, that, or the other, but there is something that God has put within you that you can do. A lot of times you've allowed other people to tell you that you can't do, so you believe that you can't do. But the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me my strength. If for some reason you have not allowed yourself to go beyond the surface, you know, sometimes we got surface Christians. All you know is that you heard of God, but you got to have more than just a zeal of God. You got to have more than just the fact that I heard that there's a God somewhere. You got to know God in a personal way. You got to let him understand. You got to know that you mean something to God. That there's a word in the God said, does anybody care? And the Bible declared that the Lord does care for you. He cares for your situation. He cares about the things that you are going through. And sometimes we have a tendency to avoid the issue by being defensive. Sometimes we get on the defense and we rattle off all kinds of excuses why we are not in line with God. Somebody may ask you, are you saved? And you're too ashamed to say, yes, I'm saved. Because that you're going to think that if they know that you're saved, then they might not share certain things with you. If they know that you're saved, they might not act like you want them to act around you. But you ought not be ashamed of the God that you trust. You ought not be too ashamed to say, yes, I am a child of God. You ought not be ashamed to say, if you're a child and you go to the church, you ought not be ashamed to tell your classmate, I go to church. I love church. There's something about Jesus that excites me. Don't be ashamed of the power of God. Too many times we just got that it just get right beneath the surface. We got just enough to say we know God, but we don't have enough embedded in us to have us committed to the cause of Christ. You know how it is sometimes when we think that there's somebody else that got all of the answers, but God is the one that has the real answer. I wonder if there's anybody in here ever heard somebody say that if it wasn't for the Lord, I don't know what I would do. Anybody in here ever made that statement? Anybody ever been going through something in your life that you realize as you walked around that if it had not been for the Lord that was on your side? Now, how many of you know that even though you might have not been saved and sanctified and full of the Holy Ghost, that God was still watching over you? How many of you know that God was on your side when you wasn't on God's side? Anybody know what I'm talking about? That there comes a time you got to know that the Lord is on your side. You got to have the consolation in knowing that even if you are not on his side, he still got your back. He blesses the just as well as the unjust. God blesses any and everybody. All we have to do is be a child of God, because the Bible declares that he made us all from the dust of the ground, breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and we became living souls. But now when we consider the condition of the people in the world, and with all the negatives that are constantly going on, the enemy is yet on the rampage. Still, there are many that don't want to hear sound doctrine, which causes us to live in a spiritually thirsty world. People are longing for peace and spiritual satisfaction. Man has set certain standards and guidelines as to how you ought to do this or how you ought to do that. But I come to let you know that you got to learn how to follow the Spirit of God. He knows what you need. He knows that everything that's going on, he's going to be able to take care of the situation at hand. And I come to share with you one important fact, that it is necessary this morning to know Jesus for yourself. It's time out the saying about what mom and them did and what mom and them talked about. What about you? When are your children going to be able to say that I heard my mama talking about Jesus? I heard my daddy talking about the goodness of the Lord. Have we stopped training our young people? Have we stopped passing along the Spirit of God from one generation to another? Do we not realize that even in your own house, you ought to walk like somebody? You ought to walk like a man or a woman of God. In your own house, you ought to walk before your children as a man that got faith in God. You ought not be too ashamed to let the family know that we are running a little slack this week, so we're going to have to cut back some things. But in the end of the day, let them know that God will make a way out somehow. At the end of the day, know that God is going to step in just on time. When nobody else knows where my blessing is going to come from, God blesses me over and over again. So we got to understand that there comes a time that we got to have a personal encounter with God. A personal encounter. When you have that personal experience with God and you begin to feel the presence of God, I guarantee you things will change in your mindset. It is very important that you know that if you don't know Jesus, if you don't have God in your life, it's just like not drinking water. Because if you don't have Jesus and you don't drink no water, you're going to die. The reality is that the world itself is more water than land. Your body is more water than flesh. So if you don't put water back in, then you're going to dehydrate is what they call it. But how many of you know that there comes a time that even in dehydration, there's still a God that's watching over you. Even in dehydration, you might even get to the point where they got to put fluids in your vein, but all you need is just a little bit of water. Anybody ever found out that there comes a time that you got to have some water in your life? That there's some folk in here that say that I don't like water, but water like you. And if you don't learn to like water, then you don't want to be here too long. If you want to stay around for a little while, then you better drink a little bit of water. Yeah, anybody need a drink of water? Anybody ever had a time in your life when you were just so thirsty, you just didn't know what to do? Anybody ever had some time when it was hot in the summertime? See, we don't have children to be outside like we used to be outside. And all summer long, we'd be outside. We'd be glad to go in the house and get a glass of cold water. Did anybody ever had some Kool-Aid and some Pepsis and some Coca-Colas and some Sprite, but it just didn't quench your thirst? Don't nothing quench your thirst like a good old glass of cold water. Anybody got any water this morning? I brought you some water if you need a drink. But if you drink this water, you're going to drink it up and we're going to have to go get some more. But I'm going to tell you about some more water this morning. Hallelujah. Woo! See, every time I drink that water, I got to go get some more. You know how it is. We got folk that got all kind of water tasting. That was a time that if you had a well, you were in good shape. Good cold water come out the well. Then I heard somebody say that there's some spring that run good clean water that you can even drink from the stream. But if you're not close to a clean stream, then you got to rely on what you got coming through the faucet. Well, what if the utility done cut your water off? What you going to do to get some more water? You might just have to go to the store and buy you some water. Well, if you go to the store and buy some water, you're going to find all kinds of water. All kinds of water. Water got all kinds of names. We got plain water. We got flavored water. We got water with just a little soda butts in it. We got water that a buzzard or a fizzle. We got water that if you put a little Kool-Aid in it and shake it up, it make it look like it's not water, but it's still water. Nobody care how you drink it or what you put in it to drink it, but you need to drink it. Nothing can quench your thirst like water. But what about when you don't have any water? What about the times when you know that you done got a little thirsty? Well, I want to share with you this morning about a woman from Samaria. Now, the Bible says that Jesus, he was on a journey. And on this journey, he went by a city called Sychar, near the parcel of land of Jacob. Now, Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, for the Bible say it was about the sixth hour. Now, the sixth hour means that it was about 12 noon. So, you know, at 12 o'clock, it started to get a little hot. So now at 12 o'clock, the Bible declares that there come a woman of Samaria to draw water. Now, one thing we have to realize is that this woman that came to draw water, she said unto Jesus, said unto her, give me to drink. Now, when she got to the well, the Bible declared that Jesus was already there at the well. Now, as she got there and she found Jesus there, and Jesus asked her a question, give me a drink. So it led the woman to believe that this man is thirsty. For the Bible says his disciples had gone away and he was there all by himself. They had gone to buy some meat. Then said the woman unto the Samaritan, unto him, how is it that thou being a Jew asketh a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? Now, I know you know the Jews and the Samaritans don't have no dealings. You must not be from around here. Because if you were from around here, first of all, you wouldn't even be talking to me because it's improper to talk to a woman in public. And then you are a rabbi, you are a teacher, so it's improper to talk to me because I'm considered impure. So we got to understand that God looks beyond what other folks see. You know that song that says, he saw the best in me? When everybody else saw the worst, that's what God saw in this woman. Everybody else saw her past. Everybody else saw what she was doing out in the street. Everybody else knew her history and knew that she had one man after another. But Jesus already knew that. But how many of you know that God looked beyond our faults? Hallelujah! Anybody glad about that this morning? You don't act like it. Because if he don't look beyond your faults, you're going to die and go to hell. So God looked beyond this woman's fault and he asked her to drink. Now, what the Bible says? The Bible says, then said the woman of Samaria unto him, why are you asking me? Jesus answered and said unto her, if you knew the gift of God, if you knew who it is that is talking to you. See, that's why you got to be careful who you turn away. That's why you can't have respect of persons. That's why you can't think you're better than somebody else just because you might dress a little bit better. Or you might think you look a little bit better. Or you might even act a little bit better. But you're no better than nobody else. See, we got to understand that it's not about you anyhow. Too many times you're so worried about what folk think about you, you forget to get the blessing that God got for you. Say, I don't care how you bless me. I'm old school. Anyway you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. I'm satisfied just to open up my mouth and a sound come out. I'm satisfied to tell God, thank you. Anybody want to help me tell God, thank you? Yes, sir. Now, Jesus answered, because Jesus knew where the woman was coming from. The woman was getting on the defense. The woman didn't want to answer the question directly. So that's why she began to ask him, you know, you don't have no dealing with the Samaritan. Jesus answered and said unto her, if you knew who I am, you'd be glad to give me a drink. In other words, thou wouldest have asked of me, and I would have given you some living water. Now, if you are not a believer, if you don't never read the word, then you about like this woman. You don't have no idea what living water is about. So now this woman said unto him, sir, wait a minute. First of all, you don't have nothing to draw with. You don't have a pitcher. You don't have a rope. You don't have a water pot. So now, how is it that you can give me some water? And then I got to ask you a question. Are you greater than our father Jacob, the one that gave us the well? He drank from the well. His children drank from the well. His cattle drank from the well. And you going to tell me you got some water better than that water? Now, look at this other thing. She says, are you better than our father Jacob? So now, she wasn't as dumb as some folks think. She done heard something about the master. She done heard about Jacob. She done heard that Jacob was a great man. She done heard that Jacob was the one that put the well there. She done heard that all of his ancestors had drank from the well. She knew that Jacob was a man of God. And she realized that because who Jacob was, is this man greater than Jacob? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh this water shall thirst again. If you can drink all of this water at one time, you real thirsty. But let me tell you something. It won't be long before you're going to be wanting some more water. But I come to tell you this morning that there's some water that you don't have to go back and replenish. For the Bible says, whoever drinketh of the water that I shall give, the water that I shall give shall be to him like a water springing up on the inside that will give him everlasting life. The woman says, sir, give me some of that water. I want to have some water that I don't have to come back to the well. I want some water where I know everything is going to be all right. I really don't know exactly and understand what you're talking about. But if it means that if I drink the water you're talking about, I won't have to come back and get any water no more. So, Lord, if you just give me a little bit of that water, if you let me have a little bit of that water, I'll know that I'll be all right. If you give me a little bit of that water, then I won't thirst no more. I won't have to come back to draw any more water. But the Bible says, Jesus said unto her, I'll give you a little bit of my water, but I want you to go and tell your husband. Well, the woman realized that what? I don't have no husband. The woman said, that Jesus said, I know what you're talking about. For you had five husbands, and the one you got right now, he does not belong to you. This woman realized there's something about this man. He know everything about my life. He done read my book. He looked at me like I was an open book. He read me exactly like I was. But I'm not worried about what he told me. He told me to go tell my husband that he was the Son of God. But when I go to the city, I'm not going to tell just one man, but I'm going to tell every man I see. Come see a man. Come see a man that told me everything I ever done. Come see a man. I believe this man is the Messiah. Do you think he might be the Christ? Do you think he might be the one they say is coming? I know he got to be a prophet. He got to be a man of God. Because didn't nobody tell him all of my business. But he know everything there is to know about me. So when I get thirsty, he gave me a spring down on the inside of living water. Now I want to let you know this morning that when you talk about the living water, he's talking about the Holy Ghost, talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will be in you that will spring like a spring, a river of running water that will always be there. And as long as you got the Holy Ghost, as long as you got the Spirit down on the inside, you will have everlasting life. I stopped by to tell somebody, if you're thirsty, you better get you a drink of water. And that drink of water better not be the blue. That drink of water better not be Dear Run. That drink of water better not be none of those other kind. You gotta find the living water that come from the Lord our God. You gotta find the water that come from the Lord. That water that'll never run dry. That water that'll wash you when you get dirty. That water that'll heal your feeble body. That water that'll pick you up when you've been knocked down. That water that covers you in the midnight hour. That water that was there with me on last night. That water that was there early in the morning. I heard somebody say that one day everything is going to be all right. All I got to do is trust God. If you're thirsty, all you need is a drink of water. But don't drink this water. But you better find some water. Everlasting water. the Holy Ghost Spirit. God said, I'm going to leave you, but I'm not going to leave you all by yourself. I'm going to leave something with you, the Holy Ghost. And with the Holy Ghost, everything is going to be all right. If you're thirsty, I come to offer you some water. And I do believe that for my taste, I got enough of this water to share. But I would rather give you some other water that I am not empowered to give myself. But I've been commissioned by the water supplier to let you know that you don't have an overdue bill with him. Your water can be cut on right now. Anybody need their water turned on? Anybody need their water to just get a jet stream? You know, sometimes I like to sit in the jacuzzi. And I like the water to bump up against my back. Yeah, I just like to feel the heat of the water. But there's going to come a time that I'm not going to be able to get in the jacuzzi. But I know somebody that's got some water that can heat me from the inside out and make everything all right. He has that living water. And with that living water, you will never thirst again. You will be just like the woman from Samaria. You got to run and tell somebody. Come see a man that told me everything there was to know about me. And don't you know, when I got to the well, I was thirsty. I was getting ready to get my daily water. But when I met Jesus, I got so excited. I left my water pot. And I went running back to the city to tell somebody, come see the man that has living water. And if you drink of his water, you will never thirst again. Are you thirsty? I got some water for you this morning. It's in the presence of God's Holy Spirit.